My name is Magoo. I work with horses. And almost 3 years ago, I spontaneously moved to the forest to live there. From the beginning, I was fascinated by living in an organism, but mainly because I so obviously didn't belong and wasn't part of this organism. Since I was a child, I instinctively searched for in-between places, and the forest seemed to me to be the most beautiful in-between place I had been in until then. No infrastructure guided me here like in the city. Nothing was interested in me. Even the ants only used my garden as a thoroughfare. For 2 years I experienced this feeling of not playing a role as a relieving relaxation. And then one night I suddenly felt loneliness. The feeling was so powerful and present, almost like a matter with a form of its own. I felt that I would either go crazy or strong from this feeling. I had never felt an emotion so unfiltered and clear. It was very impressive and frightening. But then I started to think and rationalize and invalidated the situation by telling myself that in 30 minutes I would be with my family, with friends in the city. This calmed me down a lot, and I began to look at this feeling with curiosity. I don't want to escape, I thought. I decided to try to locate myself in the forest, to experience myself differently in it, to stop living only in the relaxation of unimportance. That night I dreamed that I was trying to familiarize myself with the forest, and I was trying to do it the way I familiarized myself with horses, and I was using the strategies I was following in the training. It was a beautiful, a fun dream. I moved close to the forest, to its surfaces, and built up a high physical touch. I thought of rhythm, lightness, and permeability. When I awoke, I remembered these fragments of content and rejoiced. It was a good start. From then on, I went into the forest and thought about how to get close to it, to invalidate loneliness. I started to see monsters in all colors, many forms of variations of endlessness. And what I knew is that I didn't want knowledge. I didn't want to conquer the forest, cognitively put it away in my head. I see it differently every day and encounter it anew. It is the most alive counterpart that I know and experienced so far.